Expand your awareness on society, culture, relating the path of transformation, and live life with your soul fully aligned with God. You have arrived to the Steve Experience Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm recording this one on the 12th of November, 2022. So here we go. 95. Jesus said, if you have money, do not lend it at interest. Rather, give it to someone who from whom you will not get it back. I.e., don't be a banker, be generous, and the world can flourish on this flow of money. Don't hoard things, just keep the flow going. And from my point of view, I think we need a complete reset where everyone gets their own piece of land and can build on it, and we have some kind of reset with all the land, and hopefully that's going to happen. I don't know. God's plan is bigger than what I can fathom in my own brain. I don't claim to know what is going to happen beyond the next few minutes in front of me. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen. 96. Jesus said, the Father's kingdom is like a woman. She took a little yeast, hid it in dough, and made it into large loaves of bread. Whoever has ears should hear. So I break this down. Jesus said, the Father's kingdom is like a woman. She took a little yeast, hid it in the dough, and made it into large loaves of bread. So the Father's kingdom is full of creative energy, the creative womb of the feminine. And a seed was implanted in her, and it grew. This small seed grew to the divinity that we see growing around us now, and the death of the world that was the illusory, traumatized, fear-ridden psychopath led by Bill Snakes and his friends and those type of freak psychos from a universe or way far away in the universe that nothing to do with humanity, and they decided to come and fuck us up, but we took it back. So who's the stronger species actually over the long term? We are. So wake up to that fact. Whoever has ears should hear. 97. Jesus said, the Father's kingdom is like a woman who was carrying a jar full of food. While she was walking along a distant road, the handle of the jar broke and the food spilled behind her along the road. She did not know it. She had not noticed the problem. When she reached her house, she put down and discovered that it was empty. Well, just saying that if you pick up the world and you take that as the true thing, the one run by psychopaths with no integrity, people with no integrity and no alignment with the divine, and more of an alignment with people like satanic pedophiles, you know, the ritualistic pedo shit, the worship of Baphomet. Go and look up a picture of Baphomet and see what's going on with the genitals and the body there. It's just an abomination of the divine human body that was perfect in its innocence. And so it's why there's this obsession at the moment, especially in America, with gender, but sort of spilled worldwide. I noticed at Wimbledon this year they had a load of Baphomet posters up, or Baphomet changing rooms. So, but people don't want that conversation because, you know, there's obviously people who have chosen. Well, they chose. It was their free will choice. You can't say people have never made a bad decision in their life. Everyone's made a bad decision in their life. It's how you deal with the truth after that. So if you take responsibility for what you did to yourself, because you're a grown adult. If you're starting to cut off children's genitals, then you're a psycho and you should be going to prison for a long time, a really long time. And they have the death penalty still in America. It might be worth thinking about that, to be honest. But I'm not in charge of the law over there, obviously, but God is. So, you know, let's see what happens. Yeah, people don't want this conversation because obviously they've been these people have been traumatized since birth with all sorts of shit on different layers of reality, from culture to social media to poisons in their medications and foods and not eating natural foods and self-hatred lack of understanding of, I'm not saying everyone who's done it has self-hate, that's not what I'm saying, but there's some element of that somewhere. If it's not self-hatred, if you don't classify yourself as that, and don't get triggered by the fact that I said self-hate, you can also call it lack of self-awareness of the masculine and feminine, and don't get offended by that either, because we didn't get educated about it, and therefore it's not your fault, but there should be some responsibility for the people who are head of these education systems in this world, that they should have educated people about their true divine self and their masculine and feminine within, and understand that more. If you still want to go ahead with being transgender at that point, even after all of those discussions, then really, if someone's willing to do it, which I don't think there should be a doctor willing to do it, but if there was, it's still a free choice and free will universe. So do what you want, but the repercussions for that doctor especially, we probably worse than the patient, we my assumption. Anyway, I'm slightly digressing here. So if you don't notice all of those problems, and that's what he's saying in 97, you know, you haven't noticed that you spilled the food all over the floor because the jar broke and you didn't even notice before you got home. Well, you're in for a surprise when all the truth comes out at the end of this. Like, were you not thinking about what weird education is going on in the world the last 20 years or even longer? Why is it got to the point that it's got to, especially with transvestites and transgenders dancing for kids at shows in America? And there's videos of this online, and pedophilia rampant across the world. Like, who's inventing these education systems? Because it's not God, it's not Christ, it's all insanity, it's psychopathic Bill Snakes kind of agenda, real psychopath shit. So subtle psychopath that just feeds on your ignorance constantly, or people's ignorance, or people's lack of fight. They won't fight back, but there are mothers and fathers fighting back in America and worldwide. I think America's got the worst of this psychopathic energy within their country at the moment. It seems insane. You got to fight back. You can't just cower away like a complete numbnut, as we say in English. So yeah, if there's an empty jar at the end of the journey when she reached her house, you better do something about it. To 98, Jesus said the Father's kingdom is like a person who wanted to put someone powerful to death. While that means Satan, I wouldn't even say he was powerful, he's a snowflake twat. And then the second sentence is, while at home, he drew his sword and thrust it into the wall to find out whether his hand would go in. Then he killed the powerful one. He was saying it's basically the self-sacrifice thing. It's like going on the cross. If he's talking about his hand, go into the sword, testing how sharp it was. He had to stay at home, while at home, you know, in his own cave. He needed to find out how powerful his sword was. And then he smashed Satan's ass crack to the wall. That's basically what happened with me in my journey. I literally tell Satan to attack me every day on the multidimensionals, and he's basically got nothing. So, big up yourself. I'm really, really, really not the only one doing this. I don't want to proclaim that on any level whatsoever. Jesus himself is doing stuff like everywhere. And so, please don't say, I'm not saying I'm the Jesus or anything like that. I'm really not. So, more associate with his brother James. That's my name, Stephen James, or Steve for short. That's what my friends call me. Most of my close friends call me Steve. So that's why it's the Steve Experience. And this is it. We're going down the Gospel of Thomas rabbit hole. Oh, come down with me in the rabbit hole, my sweet duckling. So, Satan's dead, 98, that's what it said. 99, the disciples said to him, your brothers and your mother are standing outside. He said to them, those here who do the will of my Father are my brothers and my mother. They are the ones who will enter my Father's kingdom. Now, I think this is after he died and he came back. And so, I'm saying this is the rebirth night. 98 to 99 is the rebirth. See what happens This is the first time I've done this out loud anywhere. I haven't done this anywhere else, so I'm kind of reading out loud and then analyzing as I go. I've read this Gospel of Thomas certainly under, I don't know, 10 times before I started these podcasts, but last time I picked it up was 2 years ago, so that's might not even be 10 times. So, and I don't think about it all the time. I'm just coming to it fresh, pretty much. But freshly reborn out of the insanity in the psychopathic world via my true divine self. First sentence, that one, the disciples said to him, your brothers and your mother are standing outside. So they're waiting to go into this heavenly place. He said to them, those here who do the will of my Father are my brothers and my mother. And so anyone who does the work of God becomes on the same level, become family just like his brother and his mother. They are the ones who will enter heaven on earth, the Father's kingdom. So do the work as well as his family do the work, because he's obviously, if he had an enlightened experience into Christ consciousness, which he did, he would have taught everyone around him that wanted to hear. Whoever had those ears to hear would have taken this on, the disciples, his mother Mary certainly. And so Mother Mary certainly was on a Christ consciousness level, that, but she doesn't get enough credit for it, probably, but I'm giving her that credit now. I know she was. My mentor would interact with her on a multidimensional level, and other people I've known, my partner now, she says similar things. And so I trust her opinion, and I sense her energy is like, it's just motherly Christ. It's just, you know, more than one people have embodied this Christ consciousness over the ages. The people around him, the disciples for sure, would have had taste of it. It might not be as strong as dose as Jesus had, but they certainly had a taste of this consciousness. And it might be as strong, who knows? I don't know, God knows that. So you do the will of the Father, meaning speak the truth, fight the demonic freaks of psychopathic nature out there, and then keep going. And I'll do one more for this podcast. 100. They showed Jesus a gold coin and said to him, Caesar's people demand taxes from us. He said to them, give Caesar the things that are Caesar's, give God the things that are God's, and give me what is mine. So the Caesar, the Romans, do the governments, do they deserve our taxes at the moment, considering what they've done to us the last few years? I'm going to say no. There needs to be a complete reduction of government. I don't know how low, but it's probably 10% of what is needed. You don't need as many people at all. You just get people representing local areas, and, you know, mayors, bring back more mayors across the world, and you have one spokesperson for an area of, say, 100,000 people, and then you just have a hierarchy going down from there, and then that representative, I mean, this is how it's supposed to be, but it's not working well enough. There needs to be better communication, and then someone at the top. I would be happy to sit near the top of my local area and do that, but I live in, you know, a European country where I don't quite speak the language yet, so I better learn the language if I want to do that. But even so, or if they want to make me back in England, but I'll do it, I'd have to be king of England, I think. So I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Charles is going to give up the throne very easily. Is he? If he does, then I'll certainly take it. But I probably won't live in England. I would certainly give back all of the land that has been taken from the people and the jewels that have been taken from other countries. All of that would just go back, and most of it would be disbanded and the buildings turned into high vibration hospitals. Buckingham Palace would be a hospital for, like, you know, old people or whatever, and make them all into hospitals, all of them, but they become more of a healing place, healing centers. I wouldn't call them hospitals, I'd call them healing centers. And then I would train up practitioners with the most naturopathic things, and there's already those types of things existing out there. You know, Dr. Doug Lair, my friend in California, he's got one of the best techniques with cellular resonance therapy. Body workers, people who know how to clear trauma from the body through hands-on body work, Australian bush flower essence experts and essential oil experts, sound healing experts, breath work experts, and, you know, just people who care about how to navigate certain conditions that might arise as we deal with the trauma that's inevitably going to be coming out over the next weeks, months, years with all the people who haven't woken up, slowly waking up. Well, maybe quickly waking up. Let's see how quick this goes. I don't know. I really don't. But based on the Book of Revelations, it looks like it will be a quick one. If not, then let's see what happens. Anyway, King of England, do something with that. Prince Charles, you're invited on this podcast. Any of the royal family, I want to know what's going on. Yeah, thanks. Well, he says, give God the things that are God's, which is everything, your effort to transform yourself into your true divine nature. This is what you give to God. And give me what is mine. Christ, Jesus there. I don't think he's expecting much. That's the end of this one. So, thanks so much.
Discover more about Steve's other creations, including his book, magazine, and much more at thesteveexperience.com. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Much love and deep blessings to you on your journey. We can't wait to see you on the next Steve Experience podcast.